This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And with us is Sabrina Magdalene from BFM's news desk for the market wrap. So a report by The Star says that some Malaysians who used to work in Singapore are finding it difficult to get jobs in Johor Bahru. It said that employers are concerned that they'll leave the country once the border with Singapore reopens next week.
Yes, the report mentioned that some of the Malaysians affected have been doing part-time or odd jobs in Johor since they came back from Singapore. So a man has been on unpaid leave for the last 4 months from his job as a security officer in Singapore. And in those months, he couldn't find a job in JB. He says that during job interviews, the employers told him that they fear that he'll leave the job without notice and go back to work in Singapore. They actually also told him that they prefer hiring those who have been working locally instead. And another Malaysian said that he couldn't give an honest answer when he was asked if he would go back to work in Singapore. He understood the employer's concerns, but he actually believes that the reality is that many who had work in Singapore are facing uncertain times and they need jobs to make ends meet.
So transport expert Dr. Rosli Khan recently said that Johor Bahru is facing tremendous economic impact from COVID-19, even though the state doesn't have the most infections in the country. What does he mean by that?
So Dr. Rosli says that more than 300,000 of Johor's population are dependent on income earned in Singapore. So when the borders were closed, the flow of income stopped. Businesses were also heavily dependent on Singaporeans coming to Johor, so no visitor means there is no business and no revenue. So he questioned that should the government spend so much on the RTS link project between JB and Singapore, which costs Malaysia 3.7 billion ringgit. Mm. So Dr. Rosli also says that some of the money could have been spent on making sure the people have work within Johor instead of providing labour to another country. But last month, the Johor state government announced plans to help Malaysians who lost their jobs in Singapore to find employment in the local market. They are looking into upskilling and reskilling programs for those unemployed in Johor.
And on that note, you can let us know if you've been affected by the border closings between Malaysia and Singapore, or if you have concerns about the planned reopening. You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. So moving on to Bursa, Jewelers Tome Consolidated and Pokong Holdings jumped in early trade today. I understand that this is after a surge in gold prices.
Yes, the price of gold rose to new record highs above $2,000 per ounce for the first time ever. So Bloomberg reported that the strong rally comes as investors assess prospects of more stimulus to combat the COVID-19 pandemic's fallout. High gold prices benefit companies like Tome and Pokong because they will help to boost the company's profit margin. But high gold prices could result in lower revenue due to lower demand for their products. So at the close today, Tome was up 34.1% at 1.18 ringgit, while Pokong rose 38.5% at 1.08 ringgit.
Well, gold, there you go. Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. And we're now headed to some music. It's the Specials with Rat Race. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.